life on earth is full of seasons, and we in Christ must appreciate the fact that there are seasons in God's calendar that we shouldn't miss. In God's calendar, there are seasons. Seasons are special times that portals open. God came to visit man, and that visitation has changed the earth entirely. So, when God visits, what happens? And how do you prepare yourself for a visitation? Jesus came as a man. He visited man. And when he visited man, man was not left neutral. Things happened. So when God visits you, what happens? So that you are prepared for a visitation, and he will surely visit you in Jesus' name.
Now, your word in season.
Father, we want to say thank you for today. Thank you for gathering us in your presence to bless us. Lord, our hearts and our minds are opened to receive your word with faith, with meekness, and with gladness. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, even in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Just a short time in the word of God, and I know that the Lord will bless us this morning. It's a season of visitation, and I would like to bring our minds to the importance of this season. You know, life on earth is full of seasons, and we in Christ must appreciate the fact that there are seasons in God's calendar that we shouldn't miss. Today, in Christendom, is the day that we remember the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And it opened up a season. You know, when it's season for mangoes, mangoes come. And you can have mangoes out of season. But when it is the season for mangoes, mangoes abound. So in God's calendar, there are seasons. Seasons are special times that portals open. Okay? Portals, that's what? When we say portal, portal is simply an entry or exit point into a realm. I've complicated matters still. An entry or exit point into another realm. So, the spirit realm has gates and doors. And at certain seasons, those portals are wide open for divine encounters. Hallelujah. And we are in such a season. The season of Passover. It has been like that from the time of the children of Israel when they left Egypt. Okay? God made the death angel to pass over them. They escaped death by the sacrifice of a lamb, the blood of a lamb on their doorposts and on their lintels. They escaped death. So you see, it's a season where portals are open for divine encounters. So this morning, I want to bring your mind to the fact that we have entered a season. And your alertness in this season will cause many things to enter your life. You will have divine encounters. Somebody say amen. Amen. So exactly around 2025 years ago, God came to visit man. And that visitation has changed the earth entirely. All right? So, when God visits, what happens? That's what I want us to look at this morning. And how do you prepare yourself for a visitation? Okay? So, I'm expecting God to visit somebody in this season. Your amen is looking for paracetamol. This one is better, but it is still looking for brufen. This one is better. This one is better. Hallelujah. So, remember, it's a season. Spiritual portals are opened. Divine encounters. Things will happen. if you are sensitive. So God visited mankind. The Word became flesh and dwelt among men, and we beheld his glory. So Jesus came as a man. He visited man. And when he visited man, man was not left neutral. Things happened. So when God visits you, what happens? So that you are prepared for a visitation, and he will surely visit you in Jesus' name. You see, since the earth has been, God always visits his people from time to time. I know we believers know that the Holy Spirit has come to dwell with us, and he communicates the abiding presence of God to us. But there are seasons God visits. Portals open. But whenever he visits in every generation, there are those that are able to pick his visitation, and there are those that misses his visitation. Men are not the same, because some men are more sensitive to spiritual things than others. But I pray that may you be very sensitive, and may you not miss his visitation in this season. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Luke chapter 19 from verse 28 to 44. It's a very long text, so let me preach it, then we'll read some portions, okay? Do you love the Bible? So from verse 28 of Luke chapter 19, the Lord Jesus is entering Jerusalem. Let's read some few portions to just stir up our remembrance. And when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem. You know, you never descended to go to Jerusalem. You went up to Jerusalem. Lots about that. And it came to pass when he was come near to Bethpage and Bethany at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, 30, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied. A colt is an ass, a donkey. Whereon ye yet never man sat, loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do you ye lose him? That shall ye say unto him, because the Lord had need of him. Ha! There will be visitation that will cause you whatever has been tied to be loosed. In the name of Jesus! I feel like saying it in Cree, then I'll say it in English. The Lord had need of him. Whatever belongs to you that has been tied will be unloosed, untied, and they will look for you and come to you. Somebody shout a living amen. Verse 32, he says, and they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, why loose ye the colt? And they said, the Lord had need of him. And they brought him to Jesus. And they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus thereon. Go. And as he went, they spread their cloths in the way. Go. And when he was come near, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. 38. Saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples, because we were making too much noise. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. May stones not shout the praise you are supposed to shout. And now that you are breath and you can shout, you better shout the praise of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah! Jesus said, if you stop shouting, stones will shout. Yes. Hey, then you are alive, but them stones are shouting. No. ain't gonna let stone sing the praise I gotta sing. Tell somebody you've got to shout. You've got to shout. You've got to shout. Shout unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 41. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. Jesus was weeping now. Why? Say, even thou, at least in this thy day, that things which belong unto thy peace, in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. You see? The things that are coming are ordained for them to bring them peace, but they are hidden from their eyes. Why? For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemy shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round and keep thee in on every side. That means because they can't see, their enemies will chance in upon them. Why? And shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another. Because, why? Thou knowest not the time of thy visitation. That means when you miss the time of your visitation, some bad things can happen. Because you miss God. You miss God. I pray that none of us will miss God in this time of visitation. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So God visits men. And he's visiting us in this season. Now, when we say visitation, okay? Visitation. There is a certain understanding we must have with visitation. The word visitation comes from episcopus, okay? Or episcopy. Okay. Have you ever heard bishop before? Yes. Bishop is from this word. That's why we have episcopal. So those in the episcopal church, they belong in the bishopric system of governance. Okay. Now, who is a bishop? A shepherd. So now, a bishop is somebody who is known to be a superintendent, an overseer, all right? So, you see, in every system, for example, in our church, we have other branches that are operating. But today, I am here. I am here in the city church. The day I decide, so my pictures are there. They watch me online. They listen to my tapes. They receive instructions from me. They obey my instructions. But the day I decide to go there, I now visit. Episcopy comes. For what? Then you realize that there are things that are communicated when my presence comes, when I visit. Okay? And why does the episcopy visit? Why would the episcopy, why would the overseer, why would the bishop, why would the superintendent visit? To bring relief. To bring what? Relief. That means when he visits or that visitation shows up, everything that causes discomfort, there will be relief. I think there will be what? And you know, he selects to visit. So I can say, okay, I'm coming to visit you here. So you see, I selected to visit. I hope you get it. Then when I select to visit, I take relief. So no visitation is without relief. Every visitation of God. Did you get the physical picture I've painted for you? So in that same way, every visitation of God brings what? Brings what? Brings what? Relief. 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 For example, there was famine in Bethlehem. Somebody say Bethlehem. I didn't feel you. Bethlehem. There was famine in where? Bethlehem. Bethlehem. Ah, Beth is house. Beth, house. Ah, Lehem. Or in other words, hem is bread, house of bread. So if the place is called house of bread, that means house of food. There should be always food there, but there was farming. So now, God visited them. So if there is famine, an episcopy is coming with relief, and there is famine, what will he bring? He will bring? You can't get it wrong. Look, this class, you don't get anything wrong. He will bring? Some people, are you following the thing? So if there is hunger, an episcopy is bringing relief, that time, what will he bring? In the day of Naomi, do you remember Naomi? Naomi and her husband and children left Bethlehem, the house of bread, because there was famine into the land of Moab. That is where they went to marry, and one of them married Ruth. Do you remember? Then, whilst they were there, God visited his people in Bethlehem. Then you will see the relief that came. Ruth, the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 6. Sorry, 6. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. Can we all read it? One, two, go. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had in... Alfie, the Lord will visit you and give you contracts. Eh? I see big things coming. Eh? Big things. It's because of the visitation. Big things. I mean big things. No. You better say amen. Don't be skin pain. Say amen. Yeah, big. I'm expecting big things. Big. When Episcopal shows up, he brings relief. When there was famine in Bethlehem, the house of bread, when they heard the Lord had visited them, what did the Lord bring? Bread. Get ready for some bread in this season. Amen. You know, bread may mean different things for all of us. Huh? Some of you, the bread, you need some cash, man. Some of you, you need some favor, man. Some of you, you need some life, man. Some of you, there's too much sickness. You need some health, man. Yeah. What did Jesus say? When the woman said, heal my daughter. He said, no. The bread is for the children. The bread? He was talking about healing. Jesus is talking bread. Then he said, master, though it is not for the dogs, I understand, Jesus, you called me dog. Jesus insulted the woman. He said, look, the bread is for the children, not for the dogs. Then the woman said, though you call me dog, no problem. But master, the dogs eat of the crumbs of the bread when they fall from the master's table. So healing was akin to bread. That means your need may be healing. And in this season of visitation, when the episcopy visits, he brings relief. Any sickness in your system, I curse it to die. Yeah. He brings relief. Hallelujah. So, what happens when he visits? He brings relief. He brings bread. That is number one, right? So you can write it down. What happens when he visits? When God visits you. So I'm giving you 5 things that will happen when God visits you. So when God visits you, he brings salvation. He brings what? Salvation. Salvation. Now, one simple word that you can use to explain salvation is a Greek word called sozo. That is to be saved. Okay? To be saved. Now, this word means health. This word means prosperity. Okay? It can mean many other things. But when God visited man in the form of the flesh, okay, he came in body as Jesus, as Yeshua. Yeshua, the word means salvation. What did he bring? He brought salvation from sin and from what? Death. He brought salvation from what? Sin and from what? Death. Tell somebody, sin should not hold you bound. Tell somebody for me. Any form of sin cannot hold you bound. So anybody seated here who you when you get up, you fall. When you get up, you fall. Sin. It's almost like sin has bound you. You cannot free yourself. Listen to me. You can. There is power in salvation to deliver you from sin. Don't settle down in anything sinful and just be excusing yourself with nice biblical quotations. The man is committing adultery. When we say it, he says, but David even did it. David cried. He did it. And God still called him a man after my own heart. Let me explain something to you. David, one adultery. Listen to what it brought to David that you don't see. Number one, his own son raped his daughter. Number two, his own son killed another son of his. Number three, peace in David's home was gone forever. Number four, the child that he produced out of that relationship died. You say, oh, but God still gave him Solomon. Number five, the Solomon that came was the reason David's house lost 10 tribes and it was left with just two. Peace never returned to David's home again because of that act of adultery and murder. So, you see, I wonder at people. David suffered more after that thing. And he nearly lost it with God completely. He cried. He said, God, please don't take your Holy Spirit from me. There is nothing like sin without consequence. Tap somebody and say, please stop enjoying sin, because every sin has consequence. When I look at adultery, I am afraid. Hey! That you go and take another woman apart from your... I'm afraid. I'm afraid. What it can bring you, you have no idea. Not just you. Your generations, your whole house can be wasted just because you want to satisfy yourself with another woman. If there's a male sitting by you, tap the male and say, hey, did you hear what Pastor said? Tell the person what you want to do it. Remember that David's problem in his house. You will lose your dignity. You will lose your honor. You will lose your family. You will lose your business. By the time you're like, listen, I said the penalty that came to David, the things that came on David because of that decision. You see, when you are doing something, think long term. You see, don't think short term pleasure. Charlie, the kind of things that can come because you decide not to live according to God's standards. Anyway, let me not deviate. So in the day of visitation, sin, the hold of sin is broken. He brings salvation. So please, in this season, don't continue to wallow in sin and give yourself excuses. You say, in the name of Jesus, I deal with this thing. You have been ruling over me for a long time. From today, out! People of God. All right. So, when one receives Jesus, he gives him life. He brings salvation, all right? He brings health, he brings prosperity. But above all, he brings victory over sin and death. Number three. When he visits, he brings life, favor, and preservation. When he visits, he brings life, favor, and what? Preservation. Job chapter 10, verse 12. Have you heard this word before in Kri? Osuro neho. Eba boni asuro ho. When it comes to the issue of sin, be afraid of yourself. When I heard somebody defending himself because he says that David did it and God still called him a man after my own heart, I say, hey, do you read your Bible? Do you know your Bible? What is this? Do you know your Bible? Do you know what happened to David after that thing? He said, God still called David a man after my own heart when he committed adultery. So you can still do it and God will still like you. And it's not everybody. You know, if you are not dead yet for just continue in a certain sense, God loves you, pa. So change. Job chapter 10, verse 12. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation preserved my spirit. And if your spirit is preserved, I tell you, he is well able to preserve your body. I see life, favor, and preservation in this season of visitation. And anybody who belongs to this family who has been attacked, oh my goodness, I come against that attack. I speak life. I speak favor. I speak preservation. In the name of Jesus, whoever has been appointed unto death, let that spell be broken in the name of Jesus. Number four. When he visits, he removes curses. He removes curses and breaks the power of death. He removes curses. You see, when Jesus visited, he came to take the curse of man. He removes curses. Curses. Any curse hanging around you, lingering around you, let that curse be broken in the name of Jesus. My goodness. He removes curses. Number five, when he visits, he brings vengeance on our enemies. He brings what? Vengeance on our enemies or on the wicked. On the wicked. Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 20 to 23. I see some people who have troubled you for many years. Their pay is coming. Their pay. All of you have people, the people you know, all of them like you. Oh, I didn't know that. I wouldn't have said that. Oh, sorry. I'm very sorry about that. Hey, I said, anybody that has troubled you for so long, pay time. Pay. Payday. 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 I was driving with my children. And I said, hey, I'm going to give you a list. This person, be careful of them. This person, be careful. This person, be careful. This person, be careful. This person, do you understand? Yes, daddy. This person. Because you see, your father's enemy can be your friend. If he wants to kill your father, he wants to kill you. So be careful. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I want to tell you, there are people, there are spirits, there are beings that have troubled you for so long. But in the time of visitation, he brings vengeance. Vengeance simply may pay back time. Pay back time. So all the wicked investments they made in your life, they are about to receive dividends. It will become found and lumped upon them. Don't be surprised when you hear somebody has been crippled. In this season, don't be surprised when you hear somebody has gone blind. Don't be surprised when you hear that somebody has been hospitalized. Some of you, they will call you and say, I want to confess. I did this and did this and did this. Then when you look at them, don't say, God forgive you. Tell them, may God pay you back. What you invested. What you invested. Some of you, they will call you to beg you. They'll say, I'm sorry. All the things I did, I didn't know I was wrong. You say, oh, I forgive you, but still you must receive the pay. You saved money at the bank. It's still waiting for you. Are you getting what I am saying? Look at yourself and say, God will pay all those that have troubled me. Yeah. It's a time of vengeance. The Bible says vengeance belongs to the Lord. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. You see, you may not have been able to do anything to them, but the Lord will pay them. Amen. Amen. Jeremiah 11, 20 to 23. But, O Lord of hosts, that judges righteously, that tries the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them. For unto thee I have revealed my cause. Verse 21. Therefore, thus saith the Lord to of the men of Anathoth, that seek thy life, saying, prophesy not in the name of the Lord, that thou die not by our hand. Go, verse 22. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will punish them. The young men shall die by the sword. Their sons and their daughters shall die by famine. Some of you are very merciful. You don't like it. You are very, very, very merciful. Thank God they could not. You see? Obi ye ma dien osi opacho. Opacho. Opacho wasa apacho. Ese apacho. Ena me se udi ye ma te. But. De oto mi ma anu nunko titi mi miya. Kamentia se a obe pacho. E ti chan kakra ni kuru kura e tu ni pa e chan sa ne u. To. Some people are wondering, what did I say in chi? I said somebody did something to me. And the person said, I'm sorry. And the person came back and said, I'm sorry. Then I said, look, this sorry, I understand. But the people you sold me to, if they had been able to overpower me, you wouldn't be meeting me now to come and say sorry. So relax, oh. This is your sorry, relax. My God. This is your sorry, what? Tell somebody here, this they are sorry, they should relax. Their sons and their daughters shall die by famine. verse 23. Look at something. And there shall be no remnant of them. For I will bring evil upon the men of Anathoth, even the year of their word. So you see, when visitation comes, vengeance and judgment shows up. And I tell you, anybody that thought they had held you and they won't let you be, vengeance will come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Number six, the last one. Beautiful things will happen in your life that will cause men to give glory to God. In the day of visitation, in the season of visitation, beautiful things would happen in your life that will cause men to glorify God. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Maybe you have waited for some things for so long. Don't give up. I encourage your faith. Life is in seasons. And in such seasons, things can turn around. You'll be surprised. Don't give up. Don't give up. Your life is for glory. Whatever you think is late. I've been doing this. I wanted to see results. I'm not seeing it as I should. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Can I tell you something? If only you can outlive. The presence of the devil, you will succeed. That is to say, you see, the devil, he takes upon the children of God and would like to really pressurize them so that they give up. So that you doubt. Where's my God? You start asking those questions. Listen, in that period, if you can outlive him, in that period, everybody will have such periods in their lives. Look, it is not unique to a certain people. Everybody on this earth, one day, once upon a time, there will be a season where you feel like, I'm crashing, where is God? You feel like, is this God thing real? Have you felt like that before? But I tell you, if you can outlive that, oh my goodness, a day is coming, you will say, I love that song. He say, "Nan coming himself be me say ya, and come and ring me." Ah, if you know how to say, you can continue the song. A day is coming. You will sing songs of praise. I tell you, even your enemies, those who don't like it, those who are in pain, they will see it and they will laugh with you. And that thing that will be born will be called Isaac. I see your Isaac coming forth. Yeah. I said, I see your Isaac coming forth. Yeah. I see your Isaac coming forth. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Whoever ridiculed you and asked you, where is your God? If yourself, you ask yourself, where is my God? A day is coming. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed. Even in this season of visitation, you shall see his glory revealed in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you shall see visitation and his glory will be revealed in your life. I see God coming through for you. Where there has been famine, I see bread. Where there has been scarcity, I see abundance. Where there has been shortages, I see overflow. Somebody shout, it is my time. A visitation. Yes. 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 I round up. How do I prepare myself to receive visitation? I am glad we are in the season of fasting and prayer. Pray. Fast. Get into the Word of God. Hear it and read it. Prepare yourself for visitation. Then sanctify yourself. Anything you know that is wrong, that is evil, stay away from them. Purify yourself. Purify yourself. Then, prepare yourself in a way of sharing Christ's love with others. So you see, this season is a season we must show Christ's love to others. It prepares us for his visitation. In the name of Jesus, you will not miss his visitation. You shall surely receive your portion of visitation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout a living amen.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, "Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen." If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. you can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.